Hey, it's Boomer.
And Geo.
Boomer and Geo is both a radio show and a podcast. You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Boomer and Geo, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
Met fans in a full-blown panic with their team losing yet again in a non-competitive game in Philadelphia last night. The Giants winning. I'm still not worried. I'm sorry. I'm not going to be worried about a team that's in a playoff spot. Like, we could pick apart all that's gone wrong with the New York Mets, the starting pitching and how long it's been that it hasn't been very good since June 13th, the inconsistencies of the offense. I'm at a point, and I've been at this point for a while, just get to the playoffs, and then we can evaluate this team. Now, is there reason to believe that they're going to win the World Series? Of course not, but they're still in the playoffs. They're still over 500. I fully believe they're better than the Giants and Reds. Matter of fact, I think it's more likely they catch the Padres for the second wild card spot than it is that they miss the playoffs. So I am not panicking yet.
I don't know what to believe with this team, man. I really don't. Let me say this, though. And, you know, it's funny. We were talking about this yesterday. Like, you know, and Hoff went nuts. And Hoff might be right. We'll see. He thinks it's over. He thinks that the Mets are in the midst of a collapse. He's not alone. I'm not going there yet. But every day that passes where the offense doesn't hit, Manaea gets rocked, other things pop up, Mets lose, other teams win. You've got to at least start with this for me, because there are a million different ways we can split the pie, because there's a lot of problems with the Mets right now. If they give the baseball to Sean Manaea again, they're idiots. Now, they very well might. But they are absolutely out of their minds if they give him the baseball, all right? This is what it should be: the three kids, it should be Peterson, and it should be Clay Holmes the rest of the way. You got 17 games to go. And I know that he stabilized the game, but right away, rocket, Mets down 4-0, all the emotion, all the hope out the window. 17 games to go. He has been an absolute abject disaster this season with 32 earned runs in 50 innings. He is batting practice. The other stuff, we could flush through it all. And
well, do you think they're going to be a playoff team yesterday?
I don't know. I'll tell you this. If they give Sean Manaea two more starts, my answer would change to no.
Well, nobody,
he stinks.
Nobody knows, but do you think that they're going to be a playoff team? Yes or no?
My answer is, if they give Manaea the baseball, no. If they bypass him, then I would say, I still wouldn't say yes.
You think it's about Sean Manaea?
I think Sean Manaea stinks, Al. He's getting lit up every game.
But to me, that is a separate conversation that I'm ready to have with you. Just wanted to get to the playoffs first. The Mets' playoffs hinge on Sean Manaea?
Sal, he gets the baseball every 5 days. They've got now they got a two-game lead right now. He is by far the worst starter. McClain's better. Sproat's better. Tong's better. Holmes is better. Peterson, who's not been that good, he's better. He's the weakest link, dude.
First of all, I would not have had him in the rotation prior to last night's start. I do not think today is the day to be saying he shouldn't be in the rotation, because actually you can make a case his start last night was the best that we've seen from Manaea.
If that's the case, then the consolation prize. I know he stabilized it.
Whatever
Mendoza said to him, I'm not willing to take a chance. I'm just telling you what I would do if I ran the team. Listen, there are other options. Sal, if there were no other options, then you got to run him out there. He has been a zero this entire season. I don't think that he's physically right. I'm not trying to bag on a proud veteran who was good last year, but it is nut cutting time. There are 17 games to go.
Right, so how many is he going to be in?
Too many. So if it's one, it's too many.
So then how is he the key to whether they're going to make the playoffs?
Because I don't think he gives them a chance to win any game he starts. That's why.
Okay, but you could say that some of the other guys don't do that as well.
Who? Nobody like him.
Manaea, his last three starts, 3 2/3, 4 2/3, 4 2/3. The start before that, 5 innings, 4 runs, which is exactly what you got last night. And last night was actually better because he started out horrible as opposed to starting out great and then fading. Last night he started out horrible, had that talk with Mendy, and then he went out there and stabilized. So I just don't think that. Now, again, I'm somebody that said Manaea should be in the bullpen. I'm saying this 2 weeks ago. But I'm not saying that today, after last night, he needs to be jettisoned, because maybe it was a turning point for him because he did stabilize and actually gave them a better start than his last three times, at the very least, out.
And listen, there are moments where guys can self-correct, like Helsley. Maybe Helsley is in the early stages of figuring out who he was, okay? Really good outing the other night. You might be right. What I'm saying with Manaea, what I'm saying is I'm not taking the chance.
Okay, but so
I am not running him out there with a dwindling lead and him being batting practice, which is what he's been since he came back this season. It's been terrible. ZRA is almost six, Al. It's not almost 4.5. BT. It's not almost 5. It's almost 6.
Congrats. You could read the stats. Watch the game, and then you see that.
But I watch every game he pitches. He stinks.
He did not stink last night after
the
Mets.
Did he give the Mets a chance to win? Did he come out and get bamboozled immediately?
He actually did when he stabilized after 5 innings. They lost last night because they couldn't score again.
I understand that, but even if they scored 3 runs, he gave up 4, so they still would have been behind.
Did Jonah Tong give the Mets a chance to win on Saturday?
By battling, yes, he did.
He did. Six innings, 4 runs.
And it was probably his worst start, but he battled, and I thought it was pretty... I think it was impressive for a young kid.
But I just find it odd that you're picking on Manaea now when that was his best start maybe that he's had since he's been back.
I'm not picking on him. Sal, let me ask you this. Okay.
Like, to me, he's not the story.
He's one of the stories. He pitched last night. They lost. That's the story. That's why I said we could split the pie a million different ways.
Yeah.
We could have started the show talking about the Mets offense. Mets offense. Yeah. I mean, anybody get hit? I mean, is anybody going to hit the rest of the year?
Well, to me, that's the bigger issue.
We could have easily done that, but Sean Manaea was pitching like Sproat, or really McClain more so. All right, rough start, big deal. You give him the baseball in 5 days, Mets will be fine. He has been terrible all year. The stats bear it out. The eye test bears it out. The results bear it out. All I'm saying is, and you disagree, that's fine. I would not run the risk. If there's 40 games to go, I got a little more wiggle room. I got 17 games to go.
So what would you do with him?
I would not start him.
And what would you do with him?
Bullpen.
And then who are you starting now?
I told you. Three kids, right. Peterson and Holmes.
Right, okay.
So who all been better than Sean Manaea. Yeah. So you asked me the question. I gave you 5 better options.
Right.
I'm not stretching it out to a 6-man rotation.
Okay,
Senga could go to double-A for all I care. And I'm not starting Manaea.
Just to be clear, I said this 3 weeks ago.
Well, then why are you changing your mind now?
Because last night is not about him. And last night was his best start. I just gave you the reasons why. It's not about... You think the Mets' reason why they lost to the Phillies 2 games in a row has been Sean Manaea? It's not.
He didn't pitch twice. So I can't say that there's twice that he's the reason.
So what happened consecutively?
I'm gonna tell you, but listen.
They didn't hit.
I know that.
Last night was his best start since being back.
But it still wasn't nearly good enough because when the game started, he allowed the Phillies to put up a 4 spot and went south. If the Mets offense was clicking, well, then maybe, all right, you can work your way through that. When you are not hitting a lick, the Mets ain't hitting at all. And when that happens, you can't give up 4 runs in the first 2 innings. You buried it. It's over. The morale, the shot, it's a different vibe. I know he pitched well after that.
That to me is more important. Like, the fact that he stabilized in that ballpark against that team where he has got... Like, the reason why Sean Manaea hasn't been good is because he hasn't been able to have the stamina to be good through 4, 5, 6 innings.
I agree with that. That's been a major problem. Yeah, he started well and then he usually imploded somewhere. Starts well. Then, like, 3, 4, 5 innings, he's done. I get it.
So
last night was a different script. He stunk early instead of stinking late.
Correct.
But he's still stung.
And the difference is he stabilized after having a talk with Mendoza. So it would give me reason to say, you know what? Maybe he can figure this out. Maybe he has changed it. They're going to give him another start. But that's not the focus point to me. I mean, or the focal point to me. It should be about whether you think this team is going to make the playoffs or not. And I'm not worried about that. I still think they are going to make the playoffs.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Well, I was just saying, even with the Giants winning last night and being 2 games, which is essentially 3 because the Mets own the tiebreaker, I still believe it's more likely the Mets are going to catch the Padres for the second wild card than it is that they're going to fall out of the postseason.
God, I don't know how you feel that way. I love that you're hanging on. I don't know how you feel that way based on what they've given you tangibly for a while. They have been an erratic mess most of the season. They had a really good start. They have been pretty much bad for 4 straight months. The guy that everybody counted on, the guy that was terrific last year to give him his due, and we did, Manaea, has been a disaster. Senga's in the minors. The bullpen, all right, again, maybe Helsley's getting his act together, which would be very good for the bullpen, and they could have a good bullpen. I'm not trying to take a blowtorch to everything about the Mets here, but most of the components, they're not hitting. They're not hitting. Their bullpen's been erratic, and they're just not beating good teams all of a sudden. And more specifically, they've lost a lot of games to bad teams. If there was more time, I would run the risk of experimentation. It's 17 to go. It's time.
Right, but what do you mean run the risk of experimentation?
Meaning I would be more willing to say, all right, maybe he did discover something those final few innings, and and be more willing to give him the baseball and have a starter too. Myself, I cannot justify giving a guy who's been that bad. Now, I know it hasn't always been first inning bad and he's in the showers by the second inning, but it doesn't really matter. If you're bad, you're bad. It doesn't really matter when you're bad. And he has not given the Mets a chance to win this year, Sal.
But if he just had his best start last night, why would now be the time to cut bait?
Because I'm not impressed with it.
Right.
Because to me, I think that's
It's best start that he's had.
But that doesn't mean that it's good. That's where you and I differ.
It means he could be getting better.
It could be. I'm just not willing to take the chance. I'm not taking a chance.
You also said you wanted Helsley out and down to the minors as well, and then he comes in the tight game yesterday or 2 days ago, and
he pitched very well. I gave it up for him.
Yeah, but it doesn't mean that he's fixed. It just means like you got to pitch somebody.
I hear you, but here's the thing: I gave you five better options than Sean Manaea.
Well, how do you know that they're better options?
Because every time they pitch, they look better than Sean Manaea.
Sproles pitched one time.
He looked better than Sean Manaea.
One start.
And I want to see start two.
Okay, and Jonah Tong pitched twice, and one of his starts was worse than what Manaea did last night.
I don't think it was worse. He went a little bit deeper. I mean, I thought he was better.
Six innings, four runs, and he was getting hit.
Which is a quality start.
Giving up home run.
I know. I get it, dude.
I don't know why you make it about Manaea. What I'm talking about,
because I'm just saying, because he pitched last night. That's the obvious reason.
Do you think Sean Manaea is the biggest reason why the Mets won't make the?
Hey, it's Boomer
and Gio.
Boomer and Geo is both a radio show and a podcast. You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Boomer and Geo, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
Playoffs if they don't make it.
I think if he continues, I know you want a direct answer, but there's nuance here. If he continues to get the baseball, he will fail. Which, if the Mets don't get the other components together, they will miss the playoffs.
You know what's odd, BT? I was the one saying that I would not have Manaea pitch in the rotation. I would use him as a weapon out of the bullpen. After last night, I'm fine with him getting another start.
I hear you. I mean, I don't. Listen, I look at it this way, and it's not a great comparison, but if somebody comes out, and let's take you're right, because we both stink at golf and we both play with each other recently. Let's say we come out, we go snowman, double bogey, bogey, seven, right? But then we play really good golf the next 14 holes. Guess what? The scorecard still sucks.
Right.
So when I look at Manaea coming out and throwing up a snowman early, I understand and I accept and I grant you that he absolutely stabilized his evening. What I'm saying is, in a pennant race, when things are getting tight fast for me, that's not good enough.
Yeah, well, I mean, it was
that's
good
enough. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, understood, but then it can't be everybody else either. Then you're relying on three rookies who at some point are going to get hit. So.
Why do we say that? So if you could take
the... You think everybody's going to be perfect the rest of the way? They've been 8-for-8 so far.
No, nobody's perfect, but I'm willing to roll the dice with young players who look like they're not overwhelmed and have much better stuff than Sean Manaea.
And then even if it is, they got 17 games to go. Like, you're talking about maybe two of the games. Maybe Sean Manaea would start two of the games.
Understood, but you're only up two games.
Right.
I know three with the, with the tiebreaker. That's why I said if there was more room to experiment, I'd be more willing to give Manaea room to find himself. I'm past that point.
Right.
Egos aside, and I'm not saying Manaea wouldn't handle it well, but egos and salaries, that is out the window. If you're 22 years old making $400,000, the prorated rookie minimum, and you're better than Sean Manaea, which I deem all three of those kids better, you're pitching.
All right, so you don't want Manaea in the rotation.
I don't.
Will the Mets be a playoff team?
If they take him out, I think they squeeze in.
BT and Sal on the Fan. Our friends at Town Fair Tire remind you that at Town Fair Tire, you always get the guaranteed lowest price on name brand tires from Connecticut to Maine. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. Jeff is in Oceanside. What's up, Jeff?
Good morning, guys. How you doing today?
Good. How are you?
Hey, Jeff.
I'm all right. I'm done with the Mets. You know, guys, I've called in. I'm a big Mets fan. BT, I agree with you. Manaea can't start again. Sal, I hate to say it, they're done. They're not going to hold on to this two-game lead. I know technically it's three, but the writing's been on the wall for months. Unfortunately, they just don't have it this year. And I'm with you, BT. The rotation's got to be the three kids, Holmes and Peterson. Sal, it was his best start, but it wasn't good. It still wasn't good.
Right.
And there's a difference when you spread out three or four runs over five innings, then you put them in a 4-0 hole. This team has that thing, as soon as they fall behind, there are bat changes, there are approach changes. unfortunately, it's just not there this year. And I wish it was. I watch every single game. I got my whole family. We watch every single game. They're just missing it. They're just missing it this year.
Well, right now they're making it, actually. Thank you for the call, Jeff. Right now, you know, it's funny to me, and I've heard this from many people. It's funny to me that they've played 140, what, five games, whatever it is?
Something like 17 to go, right?
And they're still well over 500 and still in a playoff spot. But yet the world is falling down and they don't have it. They're not good enough. They haven't been good enough. Are the Reds good enough? Are the Giants good enough? Like, there's a difference between saying the Mets have had a disappointing regular season than saying that the Mets aren't good enough and are not going to be a playoff team while they currently hold a playoff.
That's why I'm not definitive with it. And it's not to straddle the fence. It's to understand the math that is still favoring the Mets. I understand that. But right now, Sal, the only thing favoring the Mets is the math. Because there's nothing to say about this team like, this is the reason. Now, you can say Soto, which would make sense, or you can say Pete, okay, but I'm seeing zeros every night from the offense pretty much. So there's nothing in terms of their recent play, tangibly, that a Met fan that is really real about the situation can point to now and say, okay, this is why we're going to win. It's really just about the math.
No, I don't believe that.
Okay, so why do you think the Mets will make the playoffs? Besides the fact that they're up two games.
I gave you all the reasons yesterday. I'll give it again. I still believe in their top guys in that order. Now, if Lindor doesn't hit, if Alonso doesn't hit, they're not going to make the playoffs. But I still believe that I'll take those three up against any other three in baseball.
But again, to be clear, it's belief that it will return, not what they're currently doing.
Well, a week ago, they were on fire.
I understand that, but they're shutting out every night almost. They're not hitting.
Okay, but haven't you learned that it changes, if not daily, it certainly changes weekly?
Yes, I have.
If the Mets win two in a row and the Giants lose two in a row, what do you think everybody's going to say?
It depends. Yeah. I mean, well, it depends. It depends what they say now. If they say that the Mets are absolutely out, and then they say, well, then now the Mets are absolutely in, well, that's exactly what they're going to say. Well, that's not what I'm saying. Yeah. I'm saying that I think that the Mets will find a way to get in. I think that those chances really increase exponentially if you sit Manaea out here. But I think, and the Mets have been very cyclical. They're red hot, they're ice cold, they're hot, they're cold. I get it.
Right.
But generally, that's reflective of a team that's not good enough to win it all.
Okay.
Or good enough to finish a 162-game race. Because when you're that inconsistent, you're inconsistent for a reason.
Fair enough. So why does anybody believe that the Giants or Reds are going to catch them?
Well, because they're getting hot late, and that's generally something that gives you some confidence. Okay. Like, the Mets played great down the stretch of last year, but it was a totally different vibe.
So it's not based on anything that happened in the 145 games till now, because the Mets still have a better record. Even with all their flaws and all their struggles and all the losing for many different reasons, they're still two games, at the very least, better than the Giants, who they own the tiebreaker with head-to-head because they beat them head-to-head.
Yep.
They still have that over them. Now, it doesn't mean that the Mets can't collapse. Obviously, they could, but if you're asking me reasons why, I just gave them. I believe the Mets have an ace with Nolan McLean. I believe the Mets' back end of the bullpen is better than most, whether it's Diaz, Rogers, Raley. They have some weapons there. And I'll trust Lindor, Soto, and Alonso. You don't want to throw in Vientos, who's getting hot a little bit, too. I just, like, it's not coming out of nowhere. They have the pieces. They are 76-69, where you have the Reds, who are a game over 500. The Giants, it's taken the Giants, who have gone on some kind of stretch here, beating whoever they're beating, the Rockies, whoever it else may be. I know the Diamondbacks now. They're three games over 500. Like, that's a team that I'm supposed to believe is better than the Mets. Furthermore, the Padres are three games. The Padres and all the moves that they made and all the loaded talent that they've had, they're three measly games better than the Mets. So if people believe that the Mets can be caught, why can't I believe that the Padres can be caught?
You can.
Yeah.
I'm not saying not to believe it. I'm just saying proceed with caution. Because as much as we're sitting here saying that the Mets, you know, we're not sure about the Giants and the Mets have more wins, the Mets don't have 12 more wins than the Giants. They have two.
Right.
So they're basically playing the same type of baseball. The difference is one team's red hot, one team is ice cold.
Larry's in Westchester. What's up, Larry?
Hey, Sal, BT, what's happening, guys?
What's up, Larry?
Listen, when I heard Hop on the fan yesterday, I mean, I couldn't agree with him more. I'm a Mets fan for 60 years, as you guys know. This team, Sal, I hate to tell you, it's circling the drain. Not only are they going to miss the playoffs, I think they're going to have a tough time finishing 500 with this team. They are just not playing inspired baseball. I don't know if it's the hitters, if it's Mendoza, if it's something.
Larry, let me ask you something. Larry, real quick, I don't mean to jump on you there, but I am curious, where do you stand on Manaea? Would you run him out there again, or would you sit him?
They shouldn't have started him last night. I mean, I'd rather go with those three kids and Peterson and Holmes. Manaea, he's a detriment to the team. Okay. He can't pitch. I don't know if he's hurt
he's
or whatever.
Hurt. He's hurt.
I believe that. But, I mean, if you're hurt, you're hurting the team.
I agree. That's why I'm saying I'd sit him. Yeah, I'd sit him.
Yeah, I would definitely sit him.
But
absolutely.
I think he's hurt.
First of all, you're both late to the party. Second of all, if he can't pitch, how come he threw up three scoreless innings last night against the Phillies?
What do you mean late to the party? I don't even know what that means. Late to the party about what, Manaea?
Manaea had his worst days for weeks ago. Yeah, so if I'm saying weeks ago that I would have moved Manaea to the bullpen,
okay.
Why is it taking everybody else so long to get to that conclusion?
Well, I think everybody has different barometers, and I think
But so you're going based off of his best start. That's the barometer?
But
that's
no,
the delineation where you're going to say, now move to the bullpen?
Well, you're making it seem like he scattered three hits and struck out 10 over 7 1/3 innings, and the Mets won 2-1. I mean, he gave up 4 rockets to start. The game was over.
Right, and then...
So if that's his best start, I'm not impressed.
And then had 3 scoreless innings behind it. I'm just saying that, like, the time to say that Manaea shouldn't be in the rotation is not today.
Yeah, but hold on. Sproat hadn't come up yet. Yeah. So I didn't know what Sproat... And Tong, when you said that 3 weeks ago, Sal, the only person we had seen was McClain. So it was McClain. It was whatever remnants you had of Senga, Holmes, who was at innings limits, and, you know, obviously not going to give you length. There were a dearth of options. So the reason why I'm... aside from the fact that he stinks, the reason why I'm changing my mind on Manaea is I have been provided with evidence to the contrary. They are better than him. It's not late to the party. It's acknowledging the new information we've all received. But you're just not reacting to what we are.
The new information is that Manaea is coming off his best start. No, that's a fact. You're a stats guy. Look at the stats.
I did. You don't think I looked at him.
So, but that's what I'm saying. So the new information is Manaea showed you last night his best start. Like, I didn't believe he could last 4 or 5 innings. He did that last night. So that's new information.
All right, so he buckled down and was a pro and did his job.
Right.
But he didn't do the most important aspect of his job, which is give his team a chance to win again.
I think 4 runs in that ballpark through 5 innings is
they don't have Trey Turner. Half the lineup's hurt. Come on, it's not the potent Phillies team that we think it is.
Understood. I'm saying you don't think 4 runs in 5 innings is giving your team a chance to win?
I think it's giving you a chance to win, but I don't think it's good. I think it's relative. Like, no, I mean, 4 runs in... I'll tell you this. If Max Fried or Sproat or just pulling names, if any of those pitchers, anybody, gives up 4 runs at Rodon, 5 innings in a playoff game, I'm getting on the air saying you didn't do your job.
Understood. This is not a playoff game, number one. Number two, he settled down. Number three, Jonah Tong, who you trust more than Manaea, gave up 4 runs in 6 innings, giving up home runs all over the place.
Who looked better? Who looked more dominant? Looked more in control?
Sean Manaea this year, even in those 3 2/3 starts, has been more dominant than almost any pitcher on the Mets outside of McClain.
This is an interesting sword to die on. Good luck. I sincerely mean this.
Is that a sword to die
on? Good luck with Manaea, because I don't see it.
No. I'm just saying, you asked who looked more dominant. If you actually watch Sean Manaea pitch, it's why I said get Senga out of here and move Manaea to the pen, because he's shown that he could be dominant. It's just that he couldn't be dominant for 5 or 6 innings. He's shown he could be dominant for 2 or 3 innings.
I don't trust him. You can keep him. Good luck, dude.
He
looks terrible.
BT and Sal on the Fan.
Hey, it's Boomer.
And Geo.
Boomer and Geo is both a radio show and a podcast. You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Boomer and Geo, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.